The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Delaware after a jury found his son Hunter guilty of lying about his drug use when purchasing a firearm in 2018. ABC's Jonathan Carl says the family is meeting, the verdict hitting home.
This is a clear blow to President Biden and one that is not simply a political or legal blow, but a deeply personal one. And you should also consider that last summer, Hunter Biden believed his entire legal team, the president, they all believed that he was on the verge of a plea agreement that would result in absolute immunity.
House Republicans holding a markup session today, the next step in efforts to overturn or to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for not releasing audio tapes of President Biden's interview in the classified documents case. He's already provided transcripts. And Florida residents bracing for another round of storms and torrential rain that could lead to flash flooding. This is ABC News. A new analysis of polls ahead of the presidential election showing a tight race between President Biden and former President Trump, with Biden holding a very slim lead in the Electoral College. ABC News political director Rick Klein says simulations on voter turnout and third-party candidates, though, could impact results in battleground states.
538 finds about zero chance that a third-party candidate like Bobby Kennedy Jr. could actually win the presidency, but a very large possibility, a 2 in 3 chance that candidates like Kennedy are going to have more votes for them than the difference between Biden and Trump in key battlegrounds. So there's a big potential for someone or someones to play spoiler.
In China, 4 American instructors are recovering from their injuries after they were stabbed while walking in a park. All are teaching at a Chinese university in a city in northeastern China that borders North Korea and Russia. Police say that they have detained a 55-year-old man. Those injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for clouds clearing tonight and staying mild, low 56, partly sunny and warmer tomorrow, spotty showers possible in the afternoon, high 86, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night with strong thunderstorms arriving early in the evening, low 65. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 5 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny and our temperature is 75 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A resolution to set the parameters for the sale of general obligation promissory notes not to exceed $15 million was approved by the Richland School Board at last night's meeting. The issuance of general obligation bonds is for the public purpose of paying the cost of facility upgrades, which were approved in the spring referendum. The state legislature has passed a law that requires schools to use a curriculum founded in the science of reading. The board approved to spend the remaining elementary and secondary school emergency relief funds for the purchase of a new reading curriculum, with the difference paid for from the fund balance, resulting in a net total of $148,300 to be spent from fund balance. The second reading of the naming of Richland School District facilities was held at last night's meeting. Two circumstances will generally authorize a naming privilege. Naming in recognition of monetary donation may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities who provide at least 50% of the cost of a project or toward a fundraising goal, or in an amount to be approved by the Board of Education. Naming in recognition of distinguished service may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities the school district wishes to honor on the basis of their extraordinary service or leadership contributions to education, humanity, the school district, or the community, or on the basis of their status as a person of historical significance. If naming is to be authorized on the basis of distinguished service to the school district, consideration will not be extended until at least 1 year has passed since the individual last served the school district. The public was concerned that a Vitus Rip Field would be renamed, so the policy includes a clause which states, any naming rights in effect as of January 1, 2024, within the Richland School District shall be grandfathered in and subject to expiration on December 31, 2056, unless terminated earlier or extended as per the terms outlined in this policy. The board unanimously approved the new policy. To protect students and staff members, the Richland School Board requires an inquiry into the personal background of each contractor, subcontractor, and employee of a contractor or subcontractor who is likely to have direct, ongoing contact with children within the scope of their contracted service or employment. NEOLA will develop new policies for districts to consider. These policies are generally recommended to address current issues in education and/or compliance with the law. Recently, NEOLA recommended districts consider a policy relating to personal background checks for contracted services. In action items, the board approved amendments to the promotion, placement, and retention policy concerning students going from fourth grade to fifth grade and eighth grade students going to ninth grade. Instead of meeting all four of the criteria set forth, they only have to meet one of the four. Steve Board stated that this aligns with other districts. To accept a contract with Dane County New Teacher Project for the 2024-25 school year and the Peer Mentorship Grant funds to fund the work. A staffing change in summer food service to allow the 12-hour-a-week position to work up to 36 hours a week at administrative discretion to handle increases to the number of summer meals prepared. Special education staffing changes for the 2024-25 school year. An additional 6 students have moved into the district that require additional adult assistance per their individual education programs. 2 revisions are needed in special education staffing for 2024-25. The first revision is in 3 special education aid positions. These 3 new positions would be for up to 1 full-time equivalent each and will be primarily located at Richland Center High School within the intellectual disabilities classrooms. The estimated cost for these positions will be up to $159,600. The second revision is for cross-categorical teacher. In the 2023-24 school year, the district had several special education aides working in the classrooms. It was determined that the needs of students in the district would be better met by hiring a teacher and not replacing 2 of the aides who are leaving the district for 2024-25. This is an estimated cost savings of $106,430. The new teaching position will be located at the Richland Center Intermediate School. The estimated cost for this position will be up to $98,160. And to accept Kramer Brothers' request to terminate the contract for the uncompleted parts of the Phase 2 High School roofing project and to contract directly with Long Life Roofing to complete Phases 2 and 3 of the project for a total of $790,410 plus insulation replacement as needed. The board also approved by consent payment of $2,500 to Dr. Dale Sinnott and $400 to Kay Taylor for accompanying choirs and solo and ensemble events, and various gifts from Ryan and Tiffany Lemke, Donors Choose, the Richland Hospital, and the Richland County Campus Foundation. Over the past year, the Richland School District has been working toward accomplishing their 2023-24 goals and priorities. One of the goals and priorities was to define what it meant to be a high-quality staff member. Over the past year, a committee met to define what a high-quality staff member was. The developed 9 criteria were then posed to staff during a staff survey. In each of the 9 criteria, at least 93% of the staff agreed that the specific criteria defined an attribute of a high-quality staff member. It was also decided that the term distinguished employee will be used in place of high-quality employee. And Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported that all buildings and staff are now on the district's summer schedule as of Monday. Following closed session at the Richland School District Board of Education meeting last night, the board approved the resignations of Jill Sharp, high school special education teacher, and Paul Wurtsema, intermediate PT physical education teacher. Contracts were approved for the 2024-25 school year. They include Shelby Jones as the primary school physical education teacher, Brendan Wanicki as the elementary bilingual ELA math teacher, and Jolynn Moss as the ESL teacher. The summer school teaching positions and also approved were the coordinator assignments and curriculum instructional coaching assignments for the 2024-25 school year. All Walk with Grace teams are reminded that t-shirt orders are due today. Orders can be dropped off at the Grace office above Royal Bank in Richland Center until 7 o'clock tonight. Returning teams should note if you have a revised logo, they are due today as well. All orders are final. T-shirt pickup day will be July 30th. The Richland Hospital Foundation is dedicated to supporting the Richland Hospital and clinics to improve the health of the community. The foundation has a long history of investing in the next generation of healthcare providers and helping people achieve their goals through the Richland Hospital Foundation Health Career Scholarship Program, which provides financial support to individuals in the community who are pursuing or intending to pursue formal education leading to a degree or certification in the healthcare-related occupation. Funding for the program is achieved through donations by TRHC employees and generous donations from community members. The application process is now open. The application deadline is this Saturday, June 15th. Contact Angie Conan in the Foundation office for more information at 608-647-1847.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. James Albert Glass, 73, of Lone Rock, died Thursday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No formal services will be held. Burial and a celebration of life will be held at the Basswood Church and Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family to be given to a charity of their choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for James Glass, 73, of Lone Rock. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A A private funeral service will be held at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be mailed to his wife, Nancy. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday at 11 at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of rural Lone Rock, died Saturday at the Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11:30 at the Spring Green Community Church, with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, any donations can be made to your favorite charity or cause. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of rural Lone Rock. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died May 30th at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain in Spring Green, died Friday after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and/or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 22nd, from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Tonight, clouds are going to start to clear. Temperatures are going to fall mild to the mid-50s. With winds tomorrow out of the southwest a bit breezy at times, it is going to warm us up to some summer-like temperatures as we spike to the mid-80s. We'll start the day off nice and pretty with partly sunny skies, but scattered showers are definitely possible in the afternoon, and strong to potentially severe storms are likely by early evening and roll through the area overnight. As of right now, we're in a level 2 out of 5 risk, with damaging winds and large hail as the main threats. Now, a tornado can't be ruled out, and with the way this spring has been going, I'd keep it in the back of my mind too. However, there is a much higher threat that's focused from northeast Iowa into northwest Wisconsin. So the thought behind this is as the storms roll our way, they should be weakening. And if you're wondering what's going on, well, today's rain, or spotty showers, I should say, was because of a warm front that's pushing through the area. Now, tomorrow afternoon, an entirely different system swings in from Canada pretty quickly, And of course, with the warm front first, I think that's the one that's going to spark up a few spotty showers in the afternoon. But as the trailing cold front behind it moves through, this is when the evening and into the overnight becomes a concern. But after that, Thursday afternoon, throughout our Friday, and even into early Saturday, we don't have to worry about much. The high pressure temporarily builds in, dries us out a bit. Highs will be in the low 80s on Thursday, Friday as well, and then into the upper 70s by Saturday. Then the summer heat and humidity builds in for the weekend. As of right now, temperatures want to spike to the upper 80s on Sunday and try to tap 90 on Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 75 degrees, which is our daytime high, after a morning low of 46. Yesterday's high was 74, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1976 is 96 degrees, with a record low of 39 set back in 1958. Last year's high was 67, with a low of 45. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:42. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the northeast at around 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.84, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Here's Phil Nee with all conference baseball selections.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference Baseball selections have been made. This year, Platteville was the conference champion with three losses, 7-3. Dodgeville and Prairie du Chien both went 6-4. River Valley was 5-5. Richland Center, 4-6. And Lancaster, 2-8. First team players include Nathan Johnson as a pitcher. He's a sophomore from Dodgeville. Daniel Yonke, a senior from River Valley. Second team members as pitchers include junior Trent Mom of Platteville and Logan Kisso, a senior with Prairie du Chien. Honorable mention, Kobe Lull from Lancaster, who's a senior, and Thomas Honer, a senior from Richland Center. First team all-conference catcher, Bryce Lenzendorf, a junior from Prairie du Chien. Jacob McDonald, a junior from Richland Center, was second team. And the honorable mention players, Benjamin Hawkinson of Dodgeville, a senior. Lancaster junior, Nolan Wolf. And Abbott Milanowski, a junior from River Valley. The infield first team members, Dodgeville's Riley Berg, a senior. Riley Donahoe, a senior of Platteville. And junior Lucas Ludlam. Hunter Jones, a senior with Prairie du Chien, rounds out the first team infield. Second team members, Luke Latterell, a senior from Dodgeville. Lance Ryder from Lancaster, a senior. Prairie du Chien senior, Noah Pedretti. And Chase Gilbertson, a junior with River Valley. Honorable mention, Richland Center junior, Wes Bosworth. And the all-conference outfield, first team, Noah Pitts from Dodgeville, Lancaster's Logan Wolf, and Devin Edge of Platteville. They're all seniors. Second team members, all juniors, Jonah Vorwald, Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Brady Lenzendorf, and Richland Center's Ethan Haiti. Honorable mention, Platteville sophomore Carson Opnorth. And the utility player, first team members, Dodgeville's Aiden Murphy and Richland Center's Lane Miller, both seniors. Second team members, Shea Lucky, a junior with Lancaster, and Garrison Tashner, a senior with Platteville. Honorable mention utility player Jesse Key, a junior from Platteville. This year's Southwest Wisconsin Conference Player of the Year, Lane Miller of Richland Center. And Randy Knight of Platteville was recognized as the Coach of the Year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also, speaking of high school baseball, the WIAA State High School Baseball Tournament is going on right now. Actually, it started yesterday, the tournament did, and that's being held at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. And in today's action, it was Division IV semifinal action, and the winners of those contests, in the first game, it was Solon Springs Northwood defeating Johnson's Creek by a score of 7-0, and it was Oliva Strum over Pacelli by a score of 3-2. The championship game will be played on Thursday at 9 a.m., and that'll feature Solon Springs Northwood going up against Oliva Strum. In Division III action, Kenosha St. Joseph defeated Bonduel by a score of 3-1, and they will take on the winner on Thursday of the Aquinas and Cumberland game, and that game is going on right now, and it's actually in the second inning, and Aquinas is leading Cumberland by a score of 3-0. Church League softball action is going on today, and that is going to be going on at the, first of all, at the East Diamond. It will be the Mission versus Free Methodist, and Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. That game will go on at 7. At 8:15, it will be Boscobel Assembly of God versus Church of the Nazarene, and St. Mary's will umpire that game. At the West Diamond at 7, it's Richland Baptist Temple 1 taking on Bethel Lutheran. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will be umpiring that game, and at 8:15, it will be St. Mary's versus Richland Baptist Temple 2. Bethel Lutheran will be umpiring that contest.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And the Milwaukee Brewers got home runs from Willie Adames and Jackson Churio in yesterday's win over the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 3-1. Just as important, there were 7 outstanding innings by starter and winner Cullen Ray. He allowed just 3 hits and no walks while earning his 5th victory. Trevor McGill claimed his 10th save, and Adames drove in 2 runs. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez is scheduled to start tonight's game, and that game will be played at AmFam Field. And the first pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Jordan Love says he's optimistic that he and the Green Bay Packers can agree on a long-term deal before the start of training camp next month. Love signed a 1-year extension last May that included $13.5 million in guaranteed money with another $9 million in incentives. Love has been eligible to sign a new extension since May 3rd, the 1-year anniversary of the most recent deal. Love boosted his stock as a first-year starter last season by completing 64.2% 60% of his passes for 4,159 yards with 32 touchdowns and 11 interceptions while helping the Packers advance to the NFC divisional playoffs. And the Packers have announced that this year's annual Family Night event will be held Saturday, August 3rd. Tickets became available on, or they will become available, I should say, on June 26th. Plans for the evening include the team taking the field to warm up at 7 p.m., then practice starting at 7:30. A fireworks presentation will follow the practice. This is the 23rd season for the Family Night. A week later, the Packers will travel to Cleveland to play the Browns in NFL preseason opener, which will be on August 10th. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services, and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
And it's time for our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest for the 5 o'clock hour right here on WRCO. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword holiday for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. And find your station on the Civic Media app, and that's WRCL you'll be looking for. Use the text button and send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This Saturday, June 15th, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will host a dog walk at the Woodman Happy Trails Dog Park. The walk will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. and go until 2, and is open to everyone, whether members of OMHS or not. All dogs must be on 6-foot non-retractable leashes and be up to date on have their vaccinations. An obstacle course will be available, as will information tables, giveaways, items for purchase, dog treats provided by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, human treats, and free bottles of water. There will be no entry fee, but donations will be accepted. OMHS invites you to attend Saturday's dog walk, which is sure to be a doggone good time for you and your dog. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Tuesday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling following the lead of bean meal while watching U.S. planting and development conditions. China did buy 104,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans ahead of Tuesday's open. July beans were down 10 and a quarter at 1178. August was down 11 at 1171 and three quarters. July bean meal was $8.70 lower at $3.59.30. July soybean oil was a point higher at $43.67. Corn was down. U.S. planting and emergence are ahead of average. While the condition rating was down on the week, it is still at a high level. The trade was also getting ready for Wednesday's supply and demand report. July corn was 2 1/4 lower at $4.49.5, and September was down 2 1/2 at $4.53.75. And wheat was supported by short covering and technical buying, seeing an oversold bounce after the recent decline. The spring wheat crop is nearly planted, while the winter wheat harvest is ahead of average. July Chicago was up 19 at 626.5. July Kansas City wheat on Tuesday was 11 1/4 higher at 655. July Minneapolis wheat was up 3 1/2 at 678 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business, ignoring the higher midday move in box beef. Megan Grebner will have more on cash livestock in just a moment. August live is down $1.05 at $178.92, and October was 45 lower at $181.72. August feeders were down $1 at $257.65, and September was $1.05 lower at $258.67. And hogs were lower, ignoring the higher midday pork, seeing pressure from fund liquidation. July lean was down 62 at $92.27. The August lean hog contract on Tuesday was $1.12 lower at $89.10. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established this week. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume isn't expected to develop before sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up 79 cents at $3.18.21. Select closed 42 cents lower at $3.01.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day lower with a solid negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct down $1.08 with a weighted average of 87.05. The Iowa Minnesota closed 68 cents lower with a weighted average of 87.90. The Western Corn Belt down $1.11 with a weighted average of 87.47. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 324 at 103.66. Bellies were up more than $16 Tuesday. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 16,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 210 Zach Oxer Realty. If it's our results in upcoming events, small sale by hay and straw sold well. Large squares topped at $295 a ton, and large rounds topped at $70 a ton. And 3x4 Illinois wheat straw brought $102 a bale. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, beer mirrors, and more. Online only ending June 19th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Go to www.timzuckoxrealty.com or call 608-723-4024 for more info. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Bozeman says the Republican-drafted framework of the Farm Bill puts farmers first. Kansas farmer Craig Meeker tells Brownfield it contains what producers need.
The cost production adjustments are critical.
More news is next.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Ag meteorologist says short-term outlook show elevated chances of precipitation for parts of the Midwest. Eric Hunt with Nebraska Extension says some low-pressure systems could develop over the next 10 days.
Certainly, we could have several inches of rain across a lot of Nebraska, western Iowa, and up here into Minnesota and Wisconsin.
A small grains agronomist says the number one factor in loss of soybean yield is a late planting date. Ohio State University's Laura Lindsay says about 12% of the state's soybeans still need to be planted.
As we enter, you know, into more mid-June now, we can see some fairly large yield reductions. We've seen as much as a half bushel to one bushel per acre per day loss in soybean yield.
And a dairy farmer from southwest Missouri says drought conditions have improved tremendously this spring, and that means more hay to feed cattle. Jack Dill tells Brownfield,
"The grass looks great, the hay looks great."
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
A multi-year study at various university testing sites is comparing conventional tillage and manure application to an advanced no-till alternative.
How those practices influence soil health, water quality, greenhouse gas emissions, and farm agronomics, you know, farm productivity.
That's Dennis Bush from the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. We'll hear more from him next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Personalization from an ag lender starts with a trusted advisor, a true partner who asks questions to determine the right financing options for your operation and cash flow needs, and says you belong here. You'll always find that above and beyond service from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Research over several years and across many states is being funded by the Dairy Research Institute and the Soil Health Institute to show the benefits of managing fields differently. Dennis Bush is leading the research at University of Wisconsin-Platteville.
The name of the project is Dairy Soil and Water Regeneration. And what we're looking at is how a suite of conservation practices that we call together, we call them a soil health management system, how those practices influence soil health, water quality, greenhouse gas emissions, and farm agronomics, you know, farm productivity. My responsibility is looking at how these practices affect water quality. We've got a number of small fields that we instrument, and so we collect basically all the surface water runoff that comes off of those fields, and we measure the total volume of runoff, and we look at what the concentration of soil is in the runoff and nutrients, primarily concerned with nitrogen loss and phosphorus loss. What we're doing is looking at these advanced soil health management systems, which include using cover crops, no-till corn planting, and manure-based fertilizer products, and see how do those practices combine and influence surface water quality. Do we have increased runoff? Do we have decreased runoff? Do we have more soil loss or higher soil losses? And the same with nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus. We're also looking at what nutrients are leaching through the soil profile. So again, some of it runs off the surface of the soil. Some of the water and nutrients percolate through the soil profile. And we'll also look at what we're losing vertically as well. Our goal is to maintain the practices as similar as possible from year to year, which again is going to be our conventional system, which is corn silage with manure injection, no cover crop, and then a couple passes of tillage. And then comparing that to the advanced soil health management system. Instead of injecting liquid dairy manure, we're using a manure-based product, which is a dry fertilizer, no-till, and cover crops. And we have seen some preliminary results. The preliminary data, it looks like we're seeing higher infiltration rates in the no-till, the advanced soil health management system, compared to our conventional. So in the conventional, we're seeing higher amounts of water running off. And I think we're seeing erosion rates that are going to be higher, as well as nutrient loading from the conventional system.
That's Dennis Bush, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them tomorrow from 1:30 until 6 at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking will be available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, flowers, hanging baskets, baked goods, including breads, cookies, and pies, strawberries, rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, radishes, kohlrabi, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, and meats. As the season progresses, they will add more vendors, both new and returning. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market products. Also, the market accepts EBT, SNAP benefits, and senior vouchers. Check your EBT, SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local Human Resources Department to see if you qualify. At the market, look for vendors with the yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. Look for the yellow sign by vendor's booth. To receive EBT SNAP benefits, bring your Quest card to the market information table. The popular Boomerang shopping bag program continues. Check with the information table about that as well. See you Wednesday from 1:30 until 6 at the Richland Area Farmers Market.
And it's time once again to give you the keyword for this hour's Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Go to WRCO and use the text button to send the keyword. That keyword, once again, is holiday for your chance to win the statewide contest. So be sure to go to the Civic Media app and go to WRCO and text the keyword holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. And you have until the end of the hour to do so. Good luck.
My world's a roller coaster, and my life's a traffic jam. All this mess ain't even close to being who I am. I've been dreaming Carolina, catching crawdads by the creek, but I'm stuck here in this prison cell, phones and city streets. I need a little time, need a little space, need a little garlic out of this place. I wanna get back where I can breathe, where I feel free, yeah. Take me back, I've been away too long. Take me back to my home, sweet home. Summertime on a summer night, I can hear those crickets calling me. I need a little time, need a little space, need a little garlic out of this place. I wanna get back where I can breathe, where I feel free, yeah. Take me back, I've been away too long. Take me back to my home, sweet home.
Having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
Here they come.
Do you listen to Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night?
Yeah, I like when Phil says, that's your three items, and what's your phone number?
I am sorry, sir, but that is Prime Mover with Adam Hess. We are asking about Phil Nee.
Who?
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll be rocking back to the past, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s again Saturday night. This time we'll take those old records off the shelf for a countdown that I think you'll enjoy. The all-time best classic rock and roll songs as voted on by the public. So join us for that coming up on Saturday night between 6 and midnight. The weekend is going to be rocking and rolling.
Yippee!
Settle down, Joanne. Those were the days at WRCO Saturday night. You're sponsored in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W of Boscobel.
Yippee!
100.9 WRCO.
We were born to mothers who smoked and drank. Our cribs were covered in lead-based paint. No child-proof lids, no seat belts in cars. Road bikes with no helmets, and still here we are. Still here we are. It wasn't different world.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. The jury in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial was split down the middle before agreeing to convict the president's son on all three charges. But one of the jurors tells ABC News there was no political bias in their decision.
The verdict, I believe, was not, absolutely was not politically motivated.
Hunter Biden could get up to 25 years in prison, but legal analysts say he's likely to do little time behind bars, if any. The president headed to Delaware to be with his family after taking part in a gun safety event, which he targeted some Republicans he says are blocking what he calls common sense gun legislation.